بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد كتب عليكم القتال وهو كره لكم وعسى ان تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى ان تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وانتم لا تعلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من استسلم لقضائي وصبر على بلائي وشكر على نعمائي كتبته صديقا وبعثته يوم القيامة مع الصديقين ومن لم يرضى بقضائي ولم يصبر على بلائي ولم يشكر على نعمائي فليخرج من أرضي وسمائي وليتخذ ربا سوائي او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders and my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As the time is very short, inshallah, I will try to wrap up this topic within the 10 minutes that I have. Hence, I will go straight to the point that inshallah, this can serve as some sort of guide for us when it comes to istikhara. Many of us, we do istikhara, but we are not aware what istikhara is. Istikhara is something which you ask for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something which you consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is surely aware of the end result and the consequences of every matter, and we merely speculate. So we are in a way turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for His guidance to choose for us that matter, that issue which is the most beneficial for us in terms of our deen, our dunya, and also our akhirah. This is what istikhara is. And istikhara is a dua like any other dua. Like how you raise your hand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you turn to Allah, you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Istikhara is a dua like any other dua. So we understand from this point that if istikhara is a dua, anything that becomes obstacle in the acceptance of a normal dua will also become hindrance and obstacle in the acceptance of our istikhara. Disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sins, eating haram, acquiring haram income, these things will become obstacle in acceptance of our du'as and also our istikhara. One point we need to keep in mind is that many brothers, they feel that when we do istikhara, this is 100% and a surely an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should go and embark on carrying out this action. This is not the right concept. When you do istikhara to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His knowledge, will inspire you in your istikhara. And sometimes we do istikhara and things do not go the way we wish. And we tend to doubt on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had embarked on this journey. I took up this challenge and I entered myself in this transaction and in this relationship after doing istikhara. Despite that, why is this relationship didn't go the way I wished? Why didn't this transaction become successful? Why did I not become successful in my journey, in my matter, in my issue? This is because we do not understand the right concept of istikhara. This happens due to three reasons. Number one, sometimes because of our sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, It becomes obstacle for our istikhara to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever you had in your heart and wherever your heart was inclined towards, this was not an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was merely your own decision that you should do this and you should abstain from this. So you cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the relationship didn't go the way I wished. Because many brothers, they get married, and before they get married, they do istikhara. And then it so happens that after a few months, few years, the marriage comes to an end. And they start to think that, oh, hang on, I did istikhara before I got married. Why did this relationship end in this way? This is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fault. Maybe the method of istikhara you had adopted was not right. And on the side note, many brothers, they feel that they are not eligible to do istikhara themselves. And they come to other people and say, can you perform istikhara for me? This is against sunnah. Sunnah is to perform istikhara yourself. Because by you being sinful, it does not mean that you cannot perform istikhara. Yes, you can do one thing. If you feel that you are sinful and you are indulged in different disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of resorting to this option of handing over your istikhara to somebody else, you should take the option of leaving the sins and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to come on the path of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carry out istikhara yourself. Because the person you are requesting to make istikhara will ask from the same being you will ask from. So the access the other person has, the same access you have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no reason for you to hand over this istikhara to somebody else. Yes, your parents, if you are getting married, then your parents can do istikhara on your behalf. Because in a way, it's their own decision as well, that they make sure that they get their children married in the to the right person. So because it is related to them as well, they can perform istikhara on your behalf when it comes to marriage. And another thing to keep in mind is that before you do istikhara, you have to be completely empty-minded. If your heart is already inclined towards one thing, and then you do istikhara, your istikhara is not valid. Because many brothers, they are into an unlawful relationship with somebody, they want to get married to that person, and then they perform istikhara. What do you think will be the result? Because your heart was already fixed on one thing. Before you do istikhara, clear your heart, clear your mind, and become neutral. And then do istikhara and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires you with. Another thing to keep in mind when it comes to istikhara is many brothers, they feel that you have to perform 2 rakat salah before you go to sleep. This is not correct. You can perform 2 rakat salah anytime during the day. 2 rakat salah, preferably Suratul Kafirun in the first rakat. In the second rakat, Suratul Ikhlas. And after performing salah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah, dua of istikhara. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik wa astakhdiruka biqudratik wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim fa innaka ta'lamu wa la a'lamu wa anta allamul ghuyub, and so on and so forth. The whole dua of istikhara you should learn. If you don't know it by heart, you can keep a small booklet with you. After you complete your salah, you can send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and read this dua of istikhara and then read durood at the end and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires you with. That brings me to another point. Many people, they feel that I have to see a dream when I do istikhara. This is not correct. You will not see a dream every time you do istikhara, because istikhara means to seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask goodness from Allah. And that comes through your heart inclining towards the right thing. This is the real result of istikhara, not the dream. Sometimes you will see the dream, sometimes you will not see the dream. If your heart is not inclined towards one thing within 3 days, then you can do istikhara for 5 days and up to 7 days. And then see where your heart goes. And that is the result of your istikhara. And after doing istikhara, you can also consult with the person who is well-versed in that field wherein you are doing istikhara for. So you can go and consult the person, because there are two things. One is istikhara, one is istishara. There is a saying of a pious person that ma khaba man istikhara wa ma nadima man istishara. That person will not be in lust who does istikhara, and that person will not feel remorse who do istishara, who consults with the with an expert. So we have to do these two things. And coming back to the point that when we do istikhara and later on we find out that the things didn't go the way we wished. The first reason that I mentioned was that because the method of istikhara wasn't correct, maybe our sins, our disobediences are becoming obstacle in the acceptance of the istikhara. Number two, when you do istikhara, you are asking khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your deen first. Allahumma in kunta hadhal amra khairun li fi deeni wa ma'ashi. You are asking khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your deen first. So it's so possible that your marriage ended, but as a result, your deen was not affected. There was no harm that came to this, to your deen. For your deen, the best decision at that time was that both of you separate. So this is the result of the istikhara. You ask for goodness in your deen, and this is a goodness in your deen. The third point is, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something in your istikhara, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divert your attention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will incline your heart towards that thing which is 100% correct for you. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that correct thing will be such that no harm will come to it. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have two options in front of you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will incline your heart towards that thing which has the least harm. Ahwanul baliyatain. So let's understand this with an example, that you are about to buy a house and you do istikhara. You have two houses in mind. One is in this area, one is in the other area. You do istikhara, you happen to buy the house number one, not the house number two. And then later on you find out that after 6 months, after 1 year, after 2 years, a neighbor moves in beside you, and they are doing so much mischief, and they are bothering you, and they are inconveniencing you. At that time, to think that, why did this happen? I did istikhara before I bought the house. No, the istikhara means talabul khair. And ahwanul baliyatain, sometimes the result is ahwanul baliyatain. It's so possible that if you had bought the second house, then you would have neighbors who would be much more worse than the neighbors you have at this moment in time. So this is the reason why you have such neighbors who are not causing so much harm to you, is because you did istikhara before you bought this house. So I hope this clears a lot of the misconceptions that we have when it comes to istikhara. And if any brother has any other questions with regards to istikhara, you can always come to me or any of the imams and ask for the guidance with regards to istikhara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to acquire the right deen from the right sources. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.